What do you want or what do you need to see out of Eli the final 2 minutes?
Well, we're focused on this game, playing against a pretty good defense, top 10 defense. Last 7 games, they've been excellent. So we're looking for consistency. I want to move the ball, want to have consistency throughout the game, not just in one spot of the game, not in the first half, not just in the second half, but 60 minutes of football.
Obviously, it's still a first-year offense. You know, do you feel like before you guys head into the offseason, you have a firm enough grip on what's going on here?
Yeah, absolutely. We made progress, played a lot of games so far, spent a lot of time together. So being new is no longer an excuse.
What do you view as the biggest part of that progress, the biggest evolution that this offense has made?
Well, you know, we're always chasing consistency. And the more time you spend together, the more time you can grow and see, you know, consistent improvement. And we're looking for that over the final 2 games, especially this week. It's about consistency. It's about, you know, each play, each quarter, you know, each half, each game. We're looking to put it all together.
Have you seen that at any point this year in your mind?
Glimpses.
And this was going to be a chance for Reuben Randall to kind of step forward this year, you know, as a starter. Can you evaluate his year and, you know, how you see how he's done so far? And has it been a little bit less production than you'd hoped?
Reuben has been productive in stretches. He grows as a player each week. He's a smart player. We'd like a little more productivity out of him. But we'd like a little more productivity out of everybody out there.
Have you noticed a frustration level with him at all? Obviously, he's had a couple of off-the-field things that, you know, have been kind of out there. But the way he kind of came back and made that catch on Sunday, what did that tell you? I mean, it was probably one of the bigger catches of the game for you.
Yeah, no, showed some resiliency. You know, he was able to hang in there. He didn't get a lot of playing time early, but he stayed the course. And we needed him to make a play for us. You know, like Eli and Reuben connected. It was good to see. It was a big play in the game.
Have you sensed a level of frustration with him at all?
No.
How have you personally evolved as a coach this year, your first as a coordinator and a play caller? What kinds of things have you learned and improved at personally?
It's a good question. I haven't spent a lot of time thinking about that. You know, probably you learn what you learn along the way, you apply. And you go back to conversations that you may have had along the way. And, you know, in tough times, you think about players and not plays. You know, maybe that's something that you can apply going forward, especially in a long season. And other than that, you know, that's the first thing that comes to mind.
Is that something you learned this year?
I've been a part of multiple conversations where that's come up in the past. And I think this year it showed up.
Can I interpret that to mean, you know, as opposed to this is the scheme, we must adjust the scheme in terms of, you know, sometimes we have to expand it to or modify it because of the personnel, because of a specific player or situation?
You can think of it a few different ways. You know, simply the best play may not be the best play because it doesn't get the person the ball that gives you a best chance to win the game. So getting the ball to the right guy at the right time is most critical.
Would you say that being a play caller has taught you that, or a coordinator, or just the overall increased responsibility?
Seeing it from a variety of perspectives. You know, coaching a skill player, coaching a quarterback, and now being in a position to call plays.
Was there a point where that really sort of hit you and you sort of realized, hey, I need to do more of this?
There was no aha moment there, no. There was no one moment. Kind of figure that out through a couple different experiences.
How can you apply that to make you better and the team better going forward?
I guess you don't fall into the trap where you think system's everything.
Ben, do you ever allow yourself to think about what if Victor Cruz were in this offense the way it's performing now with the personnel now?
No. We believe in the next man up and we have a lot of guys who have stepped up and played some good football for us when Victor went down. And, you know, Preston Parker's a guy that, you know, he comes in, he fights hard, and he works hard, and it's important to him. And, you know, we respect that. You know, there are a bunch of different guys who have stepped up and filled Victor's shoes and have done a nice job for us.
This probably goes back to the consistency you were talking about, but in terms of protecting Eli, it seems like there are games when he's hardly ever touched, and there are games where he's constantly under siege. Do you see that disparity, and what do you attribute it to, if you do?
Yeah, we're working on trying to get the games where he's hardly ever touched. That's the way we'd like to move forward. That's hard to do in this league. It'll be a big challenge for us this weekend.
And how important is the running back to the protection schemes against, particularly against the Rams defense? They do a lot of sort of maneuvering.
Running back position is vital every week. There are three decision makers in the offense, the center, the quarterback, and the halfback position. And the spotlight will be on those positions this week.
Going forward with Beckham, will you, because he's shown himself to be such a unique offensive player, not to get too far ahead, but will you be able to expand on that even more so in the future, and what he can do and kind of make him get the ball to him even more?
He's handled a lot of responsibility well. We need to work with him. You know, Sean Ryan does a great job with him, and we need to continue to work with him, you know, expanding his role and seeing what he can handle and really going through an off season to see what he does well. Because really, you know, where we are right now is we're going through, we're putting game plans in. We have a good feel for what he's, you know, what his strengths are and, you know, detailing his strengths and making sure we, you know, bring his weaknesses up and make those better. And really the off season is a time where we're going to be able to help mold his game and see where we can go with him in his position.
What are his weaknesses?
That wouldn't be very smart for me to answer.
you said you wanted to see what he can handle. Have you given him anything that he hasn't been able to handle yet?
He's been very responsive to everything that we've asked of him.